Win £100,000 with Paddy's Pick 5. Pick 5 winners from our 5 races to win. The jackpot must be won this week. Play for free every Saturday. Pick 5 with Paddy Power.
Yes, hello and welcome along to another episode of the From the Horse's Mouth podcast. But a twist, it is of course winter time. The evenings are drawing in and Fridays with Fran, I think we're calling it apparently. I don't know, Fran Berry, you joined me to talk through Dundalk. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, indeed, Tom. Week two of Dundalk, as you said, the evenings are getting worse and darker and wetter and everything else. So, yeah, we'll be up in Dundalk every Friday trying to get a few winners, a few curry chips, all of that, yeah.
And you had a good start last week with PK. You managed to knock in a few winners and get one to hit the frame at a big price.
Yeah, exactly. No, the shorter price ones were pretty obvious, but they all done their job. Hopefully, listeners roll them into some sort of a multiple in O'Brien's double and the Paddy Toomey winner, Araniti, winning well, all well backed. And the unlucky one was probably that long priced horse in Mick Halford's, who ran a cracker, but we'll get her again.
So you've set the bar nearly too high for yourself now. You've started with a flyer, so you're sacked basically if there isn't at least two winners every week. So tensions are high. But I tell you what else is high, probably blood pressure, because I was very interested to hear yourself and Kevin O'Ryan have settled into a nice little routine of kind of heading up to leaving the family at home, heading up to Dundalk, backing a few losers, and then getting a huge takeaway on the way home. I was interested to hear, like, what's your go-to Chinese on the way home then?
Oh, well, look, if I had my choice, I'd be going for some sushi, but Kevin isn't that refined, you know, so we stick to the Chinese, so we do, and usually get a sit-down, and he insists on getting a mixed platter for the starter, and then we go our own way for the main course. We're very consistent in our orders, and the lads in the Chinese near Johnstown know us, but... it doesn't really make you sleep well at night now, to be honest, which by the time you're eating at 10:45 on the way back, but it's part of the routine now, and it's a good way to kick off the weekend.
What's your go-to Chinese order?
The hottest chicken curry you can get.
Okay, very good. Keep it simple. And Kevin just has whatever's going.
Sweet and sour chicken and extra rice. And mixed platter. And and we might have two beers or one beer or whatever. That'll be it for the weekend.
Excellent. Well, enough of the Chinese. I suppose we better talk about some racing. And obviously, we've got Dundalk coming up tomorrow. But it's a big weekend across the UK and Ireland, Fran. And Group 1 action, obviously, with the two-year-olds over in Newmarket, the Cheveley Park and the Middle Park. I might get a quick word from you, an early steer on those two races for listeners.
Yeah, look, the Cheveley Park, these big weekends are going to come ticking fast over the next month, aren't they, with the ARC upcoming British Champions Day, good racing at the Curra this week, and of course the juvenile action at Newmarket. Meditate is declared for the Cheveley Park, and provided the ground stays good, I think we'll see a different proposition for all that. She got beaten by what looked a monster in Tahir in the Meidler Stud Stakes and Irish Champions weekend. I think a sound surface is the key to her. Maybe she doesn't really see out a strong run 7 on slow ground. Back here, 6 furlongs, she will be hard to beat. Trillium, trained by Richard Hannon, has been very good, as has Lizou, trained by Rafe Beckett. William Buicks rides that one, beating Kinta when last seen back at... wasn't it Ascot and Swing Along, but I think Meditate could be in a class of her own here, and I think the fact she's backing up quickly would allude to being well, and she's quite decent value at current prices, about 5-2 that I can see at the minute, 2-1, 5-2.
Very, very good. And of course, Paddy's Pick 5 is back this weekend. It's a rollover, still $100,000 in the pot. That's free to play, and you can check out all the details on paddypower.com. And of course, you'll hear more detail about the big racing at the weekend on the regular weekend From the Horse's Mouth Tipping Show, which is out tomorrow. But for now, Fran, without further ado, we'll get stuck into Dundalk. We've got an 8 race card to look forward to on Friday night, and the action kicks off at 5 o'clock with the William Hill Bet Boost handicap over 5 furlongs. We have the full 14, including 3 reserves. What are you liking at the moment? Is the Eglish is back down to a winning mark? Pillar is there with a 7-pound penalty after winning in Ferry House on Monday, but has a wide draw. It's an interesting race. What do you think?
Yeah, very competitive, actually, for the grade and for the trip. Keep an eye on the first reserve, Inishmore Prince, just in case he were to get a run. He could be different proposition back on the all-weather. Mayman, number two, is the one we'd start with first. Very good run at Navan recently, where he finished off strongly, really making up good ground later on. Has plenty knee action, and he's drawn out stall 13. I'd be happy enough to watch him on this surface on tomorrow night, Friday night, just see how he does perform, particularly with that draw. Tri-top, Colin Keane has been booked for Leanne Breen's horse, is interesting. Showed a lot of pace at Downroyal recently before fading inside the last 100 yards. Now, he's got a £5 penalty for running in that maiden. Has a decent draw in stall 5. And creative force trained by Eddie Lynham is definitely worth to mention. But there's one that could be a standout here, Tom. It's My Joker, trained by Adam McGuinness. Multiple runs in the UK, multiple places, yet to win, but has been placed on all-weather surfaces on a number of occasions at Wolverhampton, running home fast and late over 5 furlongs. His last run in the UK was in Goodwood in a 70 rated handicap, where again he finished off strongly. Type of horse Adam McGuinness could do very well with. He's an unknown quantity stepping into Irish handicaps. So I love UK handicappers when they move over to Ireland. I think they're always £7 to £8 well in. He's got a good draw and stall 3 to get up behind the speed, and if he can hang on to leaders, I do think My Joker will be the value here.
Interesting stuff. You had some good chat with PK last week about draws at Dundalk and how that makes an impact on this week's card. We move from 5 furlongs out to 1.5 miles over the course of the 8-race card. But just over the 5-furlong minimum trip, are we talking, is it even accentuated a little bit more with the closer to the bend in terms of draw?
Yeah, very much so. You've only got to one bend, but it's that shoot in the corner that basically you're straight into a turn after 200 yards. And if you're drawn 7 to 8, 9 outwards, if you get 3 wide, you just seem to get pushed wider and wider. It takes a big performance to overcome a wide draw over the minimum distance. Stats last winter, not that I'm massive on them, but I do get sent them, stalled 13 and 14 and had like 10-year gaps between wins over the trips. Maybe that's changed, but it just illustrates how tough it is, particularly in handicaps.
You're always well-researched, even if somebody else provides the insight, Fran. That's well done. Righto, second race of the evening is at 5:30. It's the William Hill Lengthen Your Odds Claiming Maiden over 6 furlongs. And we have 9 scheduled to go to post as we record. Fran, what are you thinking?
Yeah, look, there's no beating about the bush. This is a very poor race, Tom. It's a race where I wouldn't be surprised if there was a shock result, but there's a couple of unknown quantities, a couple of first-time outers in the race. Start with Tauzan, trained by Dennis Hogan. He ran a Listowel earlier in the week in handicap company. He ran okay, but he's been placed in the all-weather. He sets somewhat of a standard on form, if you like. And Come With The Man is also interesting for Adam McGuinness. Just one horse, though, that I really like in the race. It's number 2. Instrumental, trained now by James Cawley. His last run was Fraden O'Brien back at Navan earlier in the season, where he stayed on really well to be fourth to Charlemont. Just seemed to get very outpaced, and once meeting the last furlong against the hill in Navan, he came home well. Now look, he cost 8,000 guineas at the sales. He's a tongue tie on for the third time, but you'd hope, given the stable's record in claimers on the all-weather, that he can step up a little bit on his bare form up a furlong and trip. And Instrumental is the only one that I like, and the cheap piece with Shane Foley booked are definitely positives.
Yeah, that yard love to target those claiming races. Onwards we go. The third race of the evening, 6:00. It's the William Hill Pick Your Places Apprentice Handicap 47-65. We have the full complement of 14 scheduled to go to post here again. Fran, what are you thinking?
Wide open contest until you break it down. Dandyville, number 8, is very interesting, dropping back in trip. He ran really well over 7 furlongs last week. He's a multiple winner over this trip of 6 furlongs, and he'll give it a good go for the front with Mikey Sheehy, a top apprentice, now senior rider, if you like, booked to ride. Rocky Dreams, Sister Rosetta, solid prospects in their own right. However, one that really catches the eye is number 3, Anatoly. Trained by Johnny Feen. He was a winner here in maiden company. He also trialled well a couple of times prior to that on this track. And his last run, Tom, at this track in mid-August, ran 2.5 lengths, 7th behind Harry's Bar, who's rated 110. And he was competing with some really tough, hardened opposition for that grade at Dundalk, and he's dropping right down in grade here. Jamie Powell, apprentice at the moment, retains the ride, and a nice drawn stall at five. Anatoly's record on the all weather, he's in four starts, he's a winner, he's run well in handicaps. So I do think there's big upsides to this horse this winter in this grade.
Lovely stuff.
Here at Paddy Power, we want our gambling to be fun and encourage our customers to bet responsibly. That's why we offer a number of tools to help you stay in control, including the ability to set deposit limits, get reminders after a certain amount of time playing, and to take breaks. For more information, visit responsiblegaming.paddypower.com. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Onwards we go. Half six is the Irish Stallion Farms EBF Fillies Maiden. And we have 13 in it as we record. Some interesting ones with form here, Fran. Not even close. Winner of a barrier trial. Persades a second in a barrier trial and went on to be second in Nace on Rules debut. Then a few down the bottom. Valkyra and Tea Tree Bay and Sweet Wish all kind of placed on the race course. So of anything with form, or are you going with something that's unraced? What are you thinking here?
Look, keep an eye on Persades and Rising Train by Henry de Bromhead. Both of them, excuse me, not Persades, not even close. Both of them trialed well prior to making their debut here. They're both worth watching the market. However, Persades trialed very well on this track early in the year, went to Nace and travelled really well over the mile trip on that occasion. Just was green inside last two furlongs before staying on well to be second to Gantorin. Lot to like about that run. She's by Morn Ready, who's obviously an American sire. You think back in the poly track where she trialed very well, she'd be very hard to beat with the benefit of that experience. Valkyrene, trained by Ger Lyons, had a good run at Leopardstown last time, maybe up to winning a maiden, but unless one of Aidan O'Brien's two newcomers are above average, I think Persades is probably the better night.
Better the night for Fran Berry. Excellent. 7 o'clock is the feature race of the evening. It is the Albasi Equiworld Dubai Diamond Stakes. 40 grand in the pot here. Fran Bear Story back to try and defend his crown from last year. We've got an English Raider for Rafe Beckett State occasion. Makes the trip. Some good horses in here as well. Lafayette and Hannibal Barca will no doubt get a few people interested. What are you thinking?
Yeah, look, it's kind of ironic. This race, Group 3 race for the last number of years, it's been downgraded to a listed race. It's probably the best running of it for the last 10 years. So it's a proper race. Lafayette and Hannibal Barca are interesting, having their first runs on the all-weather. Both of them on their best days would be very interesting. Hannibal Barca may be better with a bit of juice in the ground, but you know, just being fresh seems to suit him very well, and he hasn't run since the Irish Derby. Acal looked very good when winning the International Stakes at a big price early in the season. Hasn't been running to the same level. And Carrigan Joe, of course, second or placed in the Irish Oaks, turned the Irish Oaks, got beaten last time, is a pace angle. I like State Occasion, though, trained by Rafe Beckett. I think our most recent win at York was very, very good. She beat a nice filly in Amanzoe on that occasion. I was there, big, scopey filly. She's got a very good all-weather record to back it up. I think Connections have been patient, and she comes here on an upward curve, whereas the rest of the runners, we're not quite sure where they are at this time of the year. They've had busy seasons. And for me, State Occasion is firmly the one to beat with a surface that should suit well. Would have respect for Hannibal Barca and Acal on the surface, but I'm happy to watch them and go with State Occasion.
State Occasion for Fran Berry in the feature race at Dundalk on Friday night. 7:30 is next up. William Hill Racing Radio Handicap 50 to 85 over an extended 10 furlongs. Fran, I had a question for you here. Some of the three-year-olds obviously still getting their weight for age allowance in these handicaps. We're coming to the back end of the season. Is it about now, in your experience, does it now kind of start to tell a little bit? The three-year-olds are well in now with their £5.
Especially this trip, you know, getting £6 this time of the year from their elders, huge, because the three-year-olds probably opened a little bit more improvement. Now, we've 10 three-year-olds in this race out of 14, so it's almost like a three-year-old-only handicap, but it's definitely a big swing to weight for age. And of them three-year-olds, Alarus be interesting, was a good winner last time at Tremor, doing it in good style. Case Control stepping up and trip is worth to mention. But I'm firmly going to keep an eye on the two Aidan O'Brien runners. I thought Fleet Commander is very interesting into handicaps on this occasion. We'd love to see a bit of headgear in them, but they haven't gone with that just yet. And in comparison, Stable Companion, the Loop player, he quickened up really well to win last week at Goran Park. He stayed on really strongly after being badly outpaced at the top of the straight. Another furlong on the all-weather should suit him very well. He's gone up in a handicap to 81, but as you said, Tom, with the weight for age allowance on a surface unattracted should play more to his strengths. I do think the Loop player is firmly the one to beat over the likes of 88, and Brazil Power is of some interest.
Lovely stuff. The final race has been divided, so we have two still to talk through. 8 o'clock is the first division of the William Hill Extra Places Everyday Handicap, 47 to 65. Over a mile and a half. Fran, 14 here, the full complement, along with three reserves still there as well. What are you thinking?
Probably the lesser of the two divisions in some respects. In 10, trained by Pat Martin, was a very good winner at Navan recently, and he has been placed on the all-weather. He stayed on strongly there, and he's probably open to further improvement in this grade. So Princess Anthony McCann's runner number 13 ran really well again, staying on well at Clonmel. Step up and trip should suit her well. There's one horse, though, that's very interesting. Number 2, Charlie Chute, trained by Mick Halford. This one had 3 runs back in the spring. It didn't show a lot on them occasions. Maybe the middle run at Goran Park was definite promise, finishing 4th, beating 8 lengths. But given a break back here in August, stayed on strongly after racing quite green behind the bridle, over 10.5 furlongs. Really finished off well inside the last furlong. Up to mile and a half here with the benefit of that run. I think Charlie Chute will be hard to beat. Stalled 17 at a mile and a half is not the ideal draw, but it's not the worst draw as regards starts. And I think this one is so potentially well in against arrivals that I'm happy to forgive that with him. I do think Charlie Chute will be hard to beat.
8:30 is the final race on Friday. Fran and Kevin will be thinking about the car and the Chinese as they're going to post for this one. It's Division 2 of the William Hill Extra Places Everyday Handicap over the mile and a half. Fran, what are you thinking in the lucky last?
We start with Colin Keane, of course, fighting out Championship of Billy Lee, and that's going to keep us entertained over the next few Fridays up until the end of the turf season. And he rides Cursory Exam for Gerard Leary, who ran really well at Clonmel recently. He's a winner to track and he has to be respected. Just not sure a mile and a half will play fully to his strengths here. I think 10.5 furlongs good fit for him. Same would apply to Drake Apul, track trained by Tony Martin. That one got £11 rise for winning last week. May get to mile and a half, but I'm not quite convinced up in the weights at the distance will he be as strong. And buying number 11 is worth to mention, but one that will enjoy the trip and the surface, I think, is Lampfrog number 5, trained by Ray Cody. Stayed on really well at Goran Park last week. Got quite agitated in the visor pre-race on that occasion. That's off, and she's only had 2 runs over a mile and a half. She was 2nd and 5th at the distance. 1 run Dundalk in the past, ran really well there over 7 furlongs. Think there's more upside to her on the all-weather, Lampfrog, and with a good draw, Dylan Brown McMonagall booked, I think she's value.
Excellent stuff. You've been pretty clear so far. I think we have a good idea of what your best bets are. For the record, we'll get you to state, what is your nap of the evening, Fran?
My nap of the evening, and hopefully she's some value if there's some market moves for the newcomers of Aidan O'Brien's, will be Joseph O'Brien, trained Persad's. A very good run and debut, has trialled well on the track prior to that and should be very hard to beat. Next best will be in race 3, Anatolia. I think this one could be a blot in this grade potentially, and with a top apprentice booked, should go very well.
And anything each way alternatives you want us to keep an eye out for?
Yeah, definitely. State Occasion's going to be short in the feature, and that's a very, very competitive race. I would be quite keen on my joker in the first race, trained by Adam McGuinness, that UK import we've spoken about, and I think Lampfrog will be valued in the last.
Who drives to Dundalk normally?
We kind of have a routine and it's very, very simple. Whoever drives, the other person buys the food. So it's kind of very simple and very democratic. So it is. And when you get out Dundalk, particularly in January and February, when it's -3 or something like that, the heated seats definitely come in handy.
Very good. Very good. Well, Fran, thank you very much. I enjoyed that thoroughly.
Pleasure, Tom. And we'll talk soon.
Yeah, please God, please God. And yeah, thanks to you for listening as well. Don't forget to check out Paddy's Pick 5, which is back worth 100 grand and free to play even this weekend. And of course, the lads are back tomorrow with the full metal jacket of the weekend tipping show. But for now, I've been Tom Nugent, and that was From the Horse's Mouth.